No.
Tanarabonan.
That's what he said. Yes. Okay. We're all agreed. Tanarabonan, second last line. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Tanarabonan. Ezehi Edus Harishona. We talked about the Edus Harishona and the Edus Achrona, or Rishon and Achrona, when we had the attempted Kal Vachomers about which one should require two Edim and which one should require one Edim. So now the Brisa goes on and tells us, what do we mean when we say the first one? Zu Edus Stira. That is the Edus of the fact that she went and isolated, good words, isolated, secluded. Secluded herself with somebody. And Edus Achrona, Zu Edus Tuma, where they actually... they have proper testimony on the infidelity. The infidelity. I like that word. Okay, top of the page. Rikamashir Stira. So how long is that? So they have to testify that she was in there for the shir. There's a certain amount of time that it takes. And how long is that time? Kidei Tuma. What's the shir for it to be called a seclusion if they're in there long enough, Kidei Tuma, in order to do the deed? Yeah, what's the tumah? What exactly? Come on, let's be more explicit here. No euphemisms. Kidei bia, the amount of time it takes to do the. I'm going to use the other euphemism. The actual act of whatever. And what's that? How long is that? Kidei hara. It's the beginning. The beginning is.
Hara means arousal.
No, hara means. What do they call it? Penetration, but not necessarily climaxing, shall we say. Yeah, that would be Gemarbia, but penetrating is hara. Yeah, you shouldn't listen to this. Yeah, so that's the length of time the Edim have to say that they were secluded. Yeah, so how long is that? Oh, and one more thing. So we have Shtei Shir Stira, which is Kidei Tumo, which is Kidei Bia, which is Kidei Hara, which is Kidei Akafas Degel. The amount of time it takes to walk around the mulberry bush or the Degel tree, as the case may be. Yeah, how you want to know actually in minutes? Walk around a palm tree, and however long it takes you to walk around the palm tree, that's how long it takes. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. It's not very long, because these days with Yichud, they say you got to have 7 minutes or something in there. But it doesn't take 7 minutes to walk around a Degel tree. Anyhow, Isaiah uses. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Kedem Mezigas Kois. How long does it take? The amount of time it takes to, not to pour a cup of wine, but dilute it. So you have to make it, say, 3 parts wine, 1 part water to make it drinkable. So yeah, so in order to do that, however long that takes, that's the amount of time. Rabbi Yeshua Reimer, Kedem Lishtoisoi. Not the pouring and concocting of the cup of wine, but to actually drink the cup of wine. And we assume that it means a revis, because that's the normal size. So the amount of time it takes to drink a revis of wine. Benazai Omer Kedel Litzles Beitza. The amount of time it takes to boil an egg. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kedel Legoima. The amount of time it takes to swallow said boiled egg. And Rabbi Yehuda Mesero Omer Kedel Ligmaya Sholish Beitzim Zuachazu. The time it takes to swallow 3 eggs, one after the other.
So all these is the time for the seclusion.
Well, it's the same. Yeah. The time for the seclusion is based on the time. Is the time that it takes to do the act.
Okay, so when the Edom said that we saw them secluded for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Does that automatically imply that there was really tumor there?
No, that's Edis Stira. We don't know if there's tumor or not. Right. That's why she has to drink the water.
Whether she'll be made out.
Right. So they're saying.
Asra is the first Edus.
No. If there would be Edus Tuma, if they would know, then it would be Tuma. Yeah, but the Sota, there is no Edus.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So if
there is no Edus Achoina.
There is no.
So Edus Achoina implies Edus Hashoina.
No. The expressions are from the previous price where we tried to work out whether you need two or one. So we said dover mimam, need two. So that's by tuma. Yeah, and then we tried to work out what about kina, what about stira. Yeah, so there we use the expression of edus rishon and edus achrona. So it explains what does that mean. But either way, yeah, if you're talking about this whole kamashir is all talking about edus stira. Yeah, so a soita, where we know, whether we know that there was tumor or not. If we know there was tumor, then I don't need to tell you how long it took, because they didn't saw it. Yeah, we're talking about where they didn't see any tumor, but they know they were secluded for X amount of time. So this is the amount of time the seclusion has to last in order for it to count as a stira. In other words, if they just happened to meet in the corridor on the way past, even if they were secluded for a second, that doesn't count. They have to be.
Could ask you very bizarre, Shai, at the top.
Bizarre. The whole thing's bizarre, man.
Go on. These two people are real prutzim,
yeah,
and they do the deed in an open public place, does that count as stealing?
No.
Because if they, she
look,
was warned
one second. If they do the deed and we have Eden that they did the deed, there is nothing to talk about. This is all talking about where all we know is that they went into his office and pulled the blind down.
And he warned her,
don't go into his office with the blind down. And she went in there, and no one knows what happened in there. But we know they were in there for 5 minutes.
So we have to be mavarer whether something happened or not.
That's it.
That's why she
has
the waters.
Exactly. Yeah. So where are we up to? Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmiya, Omer, G'day Likshar.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Lezer Rabbi Yirmiya.
You
got a son early, yeah? Kedei Likshar Garde Nimo. The amount of time it takes to tie on the thread of the weaver's knot. And the weaver's knot. Chanin Bar Pinchas Ayame Kedei Shatoshit Yodala Seich Pi Alitol Kisim. The amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand in her mouth and pull out something that got stuck in between her teeth.
A splinter
between her teeth. I don't know what the splinter's doing between her teeth, but she has to remove it.
So the time
it takes to get the stuck toothpick out of between her teeth, and plimayoyimer kadesh teishit yodolasal, the amount of time it takes for her to stick her hand in the basket, litol kikar, to take a loaf of bread out of there. Why does he bring that one? He says plimay, afal pisha in raya ladavar, even though I can't prove it to you, even though I say that's how long it takes, but I can't prove to you that it's got anything to do with the time it takes to pull the challah out of the bread basket. Abrezeich ladavar, there's a hint to this concept, because the pasuk says, kiba ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem, it says, is a mishle that going after a unfaithful woman is like a loaf of bread. It's one of those riddles, you know, why is a woman like a loaf of bread? Because the amount of time it takes to do the whatchamacallim with the woman is the amount of time it takes to get a loaf of bread out of the basket. So that's the comparison. Okay.
Somebody should make an experiment.
An experiment. You want to have a field trip on this?
Which one of these takes longer?
Oh, 1 minute. It gets better. We'll see later on how all these guys.
By his own standards.
Oh, we'll see how these guys all worked it out. How did they know all this? Anyway, so the first question is, so that's the Braisa. Says the Gemara, V'chol Hani Lomeli. First of all, let's look at the beginning of it, before we got into the actual number of minutes. At the beginning, they started off by saying, Rabbi Shmuel said, Kama Shir Stira Kedei Tuma. What's that, Kedei Bia? What's that, Kedei Hara? What's that, Kedei Kafas Degel? It's called Hani Lomeli. Why do you need to make it so long-winded? Why don't you just say, how long is it? Whatever. Why do you have to give me that whole speech there? Says the Gemara, Tzrichi. It needs to explain it clearly. The Itana Kedei Tuma, because let's say we had just started off and said, Kamashir Stira, like we started at the top of the page, and the answer would have been Kedei Tuma. So what does Kedei Tuma mean? So we know that Tuma means there's an act of infidelity here. But what exactly is included in the amount in the whole episode? Hava Amina, you might have thought, Kedei Tumasa V'Artsusa, that includes the time it takes him to convince her, yeah? And to get her. To seduce her, good word. Yeah, to get her to agree. So which could be much longer, yeah? So
weeks.
Could be that's right. So therefore you would have thought that it's a much longer period, because what happened? They went into the office together, and at that point he has to start wooing her or whatever. Yeah? So you might have think it's a much longer time that it takes to do that. Kamash Milan, it's only Kedei Bia. Because maybe they already planned it all before. And so they don't need that time to convince her. She's already convinced. And all that needs to happen is the actual act. So that's what I have to tell you, that when I mean Kedei Tuma over here, I mean the actual Tuma. I don't mean any Forspies, yeah? V'itana Kedei Bia. And if it would have said Kamashir Astira Kedei Bia, and it would have gone straight to the point, Havamina Kedei Gmar Bia. If it would have said Bia, I would have meant the climax. So therefore, it has to tell me only Kedei Bia, that it doesn't need not the climax, but the beginning. The beginning. Kamash Milan Kedei Hara. The Iashmin and Kedei Hara. What if it would have just skipped to that? It could have said Kedei Tuma Kedei Hara. As Havamina, so you would have thought Kedei Hara V'Artsusa. Then you would have gone back to thinking that yes, Hara means when it comes to the actual act, it only needs the beginning. But it would still include the time of the lead-up. Yeah, kamash malon kedei kamash malon, that it's kedei tuma, and therefore it has to tell you all three. Because if it would only tell you two out of three of those things, you wouldn't know that it's only the beginning of the bia, not the gemara bia, and you wouldn't know that it doesn't include the talking beforehand. Okay, then we said Rikama Kedei Hara Kedei Akafas Degel. So Rabbi Shmuel started off by saying that it's the time it takes to walk around the Degel tree, and then we have all these different opinions about how long it is. Uramini. Now we're going to have a contradiction. We're going to have another Brisa where all of these same rabbis and each one gives a different shiur to the one that he gave in this Brisa. So first of all, it goes like this: Finishtera. The Pasuk says that they're secluded. How long do they have to be secluded? Le'shamanu. So in the Pasuk in Chumash, it doesn't say how long they were secluded for. But the Pasuk continues. They were secluded and she became Tomei. Yeah, that means she did the act of Mecha Tomei. So that tells you it has to be long enough to make her Tomei, which is Kidei Bia, the amount of time it takes to do the act, which is Kidei Hara, which is only the beginning of the act. Which is what? Kidei Chazoras Dekel. Which means Chazoras Dekel. So at this point, we think that Chazoras Dekel means also going around the tree. Because what does it mean? Chazora means to go back. What do you mean Chazoras Dekel? So we assume it's the same thing as Hakofas Dekel that Rabbi Shmuel talked about. But this time it's Divrei Rabbi Elazar. This time Rabbi Elazar says it. Not like he said in the other Mishnah Raisa, which was the amount of time it takes to dilute the cup of wine. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kedem Ziga Sakai. Here it's Rabbi Yeshua who says it's the time to make the wine, which is what Rabbi Elazar said in the previous Raisa. Then Benazir says to drink it, which last time he said Kedelitzlois Beitza, etc. Yeah, each one's changing. Rabbi Kiva and Kedelitzlois Beitza. Rabbi Kiva then is the one. Each one moved up one. The amount of time to boil the egg. Rabbi Huda Maseira and Kedelagoma. The amount of time it takes to eat it. So it's all the same guys, but each one moved up a place and said what the other guy said. So that's very strange. So the Gemara says, first question: Kasalka Daitach. We thought Heinuch. That the going around the tree that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned, and the Chazora, which I would also translate as going around of a tree, which Rabbi Eliezer said, we thought it's the same thing. Yeah. So therefore, how come Hasamam Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakofas Dekel? When Rabbi Shmuel said in the first price of the time it takes to go around the tree, Opalig Rabbi Eliezer lay. Rabbi Eliezer argued and said, no, it's the Kedei Mezigas Kois. And Hacha Amar Rabbi Elazar Kedei Chazoras Dekel, that means he agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. How come over there he argues and says something else, and here he agrees? It's Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, obviously your assumption is not right. Hakafa is Beregel. When it says going around the tree, it means walking around the tree by foot. So a person is walking around the tree. Chazora, when it says Chazora, Chazoras HaDekel means Beruach. It means the wind blows a branch around the tree. Yeah. So that's what. So it's two different things entirely. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Elazar argues with Hakafas Dekel, but he says Chazoras Dekel. So first question is to understand this branch being blown in the wind. Boy Ravashi, is Chazora Beruach? When you talk about the wind blowing the branch, is it Kihechel to Ozal the Hadar Asti? So what do you mean Chazora? Chazora means it goes back to its place. So it swings and it comes back. Is it just swinging and coming back? Or does it have to stop shaking? Yeah, so when it swings in the wind and comes back, it's going to flap a little bit. Does it have to take till its mamash stopped stationary, which would be quite a bit longer?
So it flaps back and flaps back beyond.
Yeah, it goes back and it sort of swings around like a pendulum, yeah? like a simple harmonic motion. Is that right?
Ooh.
Do you have that in further maths? No.
They don't learn anything these days.
They don't have simple harmonic motion? What do you have in further maths? Calculus? No calculus.
They concentrate on the further bit.
What's left? Oh, okay. All right. There's no simple harmonic motion. The last time I thought about simple harmonic motion was 35 years ago, but he doesn't know either. Anyway, okay, there's no simple harmonic motion, but the branch will keep going. It's like a pendulum, right? It keeps going like this. So it could take a long time for it to stop.
Yeah, but each one of these swings is a little less.
Okay, yes.
No, but it was talking about eventually.
Depends on the forces that are acting on it, yeah? Anyhow, so what is it? Teiku. We don't know the answer to that one. Okay, so the Gemara asks as follows. So that explains why Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue with himself, even though he argues with Rabbi Shmuel. Is the question is, Hasa mama Rabbi Elazar kedem ezigas kais? In the first brisa, Rabbi Elazar says, it's the time it takes to make his cup of wine. And Hacha, he says, Kedei Chazara's Dekel. So why does Reb Elezer contradict himself? Answers the Gemara, he does it. Idi v'idi chachiruhu. They're both the same amount of time. So he's just giving you two different samples of how long it takes, and they're both exactly the same. No, two different people do argue. One person
like saying 20 centimeters or 200 millimeters.
That's right.
Two descriptions of the
exactly
same time.
It's not exactly the same. Okay. So that was Reb Elezer. Then the Gemara asked, Vayter Hasam in the first brisa Om Rabbi Shua Kedei L'Shtoisei. In the first price, Rabbi Shua's shir was to drink that wine, and Hacha Amar Kedem Mezigas Kois. And here, Rabbi Shua is the one who says to make the wine. So, what's going on over here? And you can't say it's the same shir because then how come Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua in the first price argue with each other? Yeah, so we can't give the answer that they're both the same. So the Gemara answers Amar Kedem Limzag Velishtois. When he says Lishtoisoi, that means to make the cup and drink it. Yeah, so that's why it's a bit longer. Yeah, so it's not just one or the other. It's Vilema. So why don't we say then Idi v'idichachi iruhu? Why don't we just answer the same we answered Rabbi Elezer? So Rabbi Shua said Kitei l'shtoise in the first brisa, and Rabbi Shua says Mezigas kois in the second brisa. Why don't we just answer it's the same? As the Gemara says, Im kein, hein Rabbi Elezer. If that's the case, then in the first brisa, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elezer shouldn't be arguing. So in other words, we have to say both. We have to say that Rabbi Yeshua's two shiurim of Kedei L'Shtoisei in the first brisa, and what did he say over here? And Mziga in the second brisa, they have to be
both
the same. Well, he can't argue with himself, yeah. So therefore, we're saying that they're both talking about where he both dilutes it and drinks it.
That's the shiur.
That's right, yeah. And therefore, he mentioned Mziga in one brisa, he mentioned drinking in the other brisa, and what he means is both.
The whole process.
The whole process, yeah. Okay, next question. Hasamar ben Azai is the basis. The first brisa ben Azai said the amount of time it takes to boil an egg, and Hacha Amar Kedei L'Shtoisei. And here he says the amount of time it takes to drink the cup of wine. So how does that work? So this one, the Gemara answers Idi Vidi Chad Shiruhu. Now we can say it's one shir. Yeah, it's the same thing. In the first brisa we had Rabbi Shua said drinking the wine, and ben Azai said to boil the egg. So how can you say it's the same shir? Because Ben Azai will have understood Rabbi Yeshua's drinking to not include the diluting. Now that we know that Rabbi Yeshua means both, yeah, so that's why we say that it's a different shear. Why did Ben Azai argue with Rabbi Yeshua in the first one if he's saying if it's a tzachara shear or who? Because he thought Rabbi Yeshua meant just the drinking. Because that's what he said, l'shtoisa. Next question. Hasamam Rabbi Kiva Kedei L'goyma. The first price, Rabbi Akiva said the time it takes to swallow the egg. Hacha Amar Kedei Litzlois Beitza. And here he says the time to boil it. As the Gemara answers, Amar Kedei Litzlois Beitza Ulagoyma. What he meant was to do both. That's why he says both. One says he's cooking it, the other says he's eating it, because he means both. So the Gemara says again, V'lema Idi V'idi Chachiruhu. Why don't we answer that it takes the same amount of time to cook the egg as it takes to eat it? As the Gemara answers, Im kein, hana ben Azai. If that's the case, then in the first price, when ben Azai said the time it takes to cook it, and Rabbi Akiva argues and said, no, the time it takes to eat it, if those times are the same, then what's he arguing about? So it must be it's different. So we have to answer that Rabbi Akiva is talking about the time is longer shear, the time it takes to both cook it and then eat it. Yeah. Okay. This Vaita says the Gemara, in the first price, a Hasam. Boiling, whatever. Yeah, roasting. Yeah. Hasam. In the first brisa, Amar Rabbi Huda Meseira Kedei L'Gmaya Shalosh Beitzim Zeachazu. In the first brisa, he mentioned eating the three eggs one after the other, and Hacha Omer Kedei L'Gmaya. And here he says only one. In the second brisa, he says only one egg, so he's contradicting himself. Answers the Gemara L'Dvarav Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar. Rabbi Akiva, he was just when he says Kedei L'Gmaya, he's not saying only one egg. He sticks with his three eggs measurement. So why does he only mention Kedei L'Gmaya? Because he's trying to exclude that it means only eating and not cooking. Not to say it's only one egg, but to say it's eating and not cooking. So he heard Rabbi Akiva. L'dvarav Rabbi Akiva Kamar. He heard Rabbi Akiva had said previously, the Ka'oma Mesharim Bitzliya Uve Gemiya. So he heard Rabbi Akiva say that the shear is the time it takes to both cook the egg and eat it, roast it and eat it. Yeah, and therefore, having heard that, he said, Eima Shear Gemiya L'chuda. So therefore, he said, "No, it's only the eating. It's not the, it's not the eating. It's only the, it's not the cooking. It's only the eating." Yeah. And then what does he say in the first price of what so we're eating of three? Kedele gamei ashalosh beitzim zuar chazu the hainutz tliya v'gimia. So furthermore, he says, because in the first price he said the three, and when he says here gimia, he means to say that he's saying to Rabbi Akiva, your shear of tliya and gimia is the same as three as eating three eggs, yeah. So therefore, he says, I say that the shear is eating only. But if you're going to say that it's cooking and eating, then you have to say you're eating three eggs. Okay, so we've worked it out that no one contradicts itself, and no one agrees with anybody else, kedarkam, and but also nobody argues with themselves, which is a pretty good result, which you wouldn't have thought you could get to in the first place. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmiya Omer, he's already mentioned in the first brisa, he's not mentioned in the second brisa. And he said, "Kedei yiksha gardenima," where you have to tie the strings of the weaver's strings together. Is boy Ravashi? Is it the merchak or the mekariv? When you're tying the strings together, are they far apart so it takes longer, or are they close together? I don't really understand tying of knots, but obviously, just balabatish. If it's further apart, it takes longer because you have to pull them together. So the Gemara says, Teiku. We don't know what Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiya actually meant. Next one, Chanin bar Pinchas Omer, because they should teach it, Yodel Asech Pia Litzal Kisam. She sticks her hands in her mouth to remove a piece of a twig stuck in her teeth. Boy Ravashi, Dimahadik, Elimahadik. Is it stuck in firmly, or it's just loose? Which again, if it's firm, it'll take longer to get it out. Is again Teiku. Okay, Plima Yomer. Kadesha Tesha Yada Lasal little kicker. Tama takes to stick your hand in a basket and pull out a loaf of bread. It's again by Ravashi. These Ravashi questions are Rabbi Yirmiyadik almost. Yeah? When you talk about sticking the bread, pulling your hand in the bread basket and pulling out the challah, is it the mahadik or the la mahadik? Are the breads all stuck in firmly and you have to pull and it takes a bit longer, or is it just loose? Is it bacharata or bratika? Is it
first bread or old bread?
No, it's the basket. Is the basket old and smooth? If it's an old basket and it's smooth, the bread will slide out straight away. If it's a new basket which has got little things sticking out of it, because, you know, a wicker basket with little sticky, splintery things sticking out of it, it'll take you a bit longer to get the bread out. Is it b'chamim or b'krira? Is it fresh bread, or which is harder, because when it's hot, it doesn't slide as well, and also you burn your hands. So it take a bit longer to get it out over Kriya, or is it cold bread? Turn the page. Is it b'dechitah b'desari? Is it wheat or barley? Rashi says that wheat bread slides easier than barley bread and it goes quicker. Is it b'rakicha b'akusha? Is it hard? Is it soft or hard? Obviously, if it's soft, it goes better. It's all of those teiku. We don't know what he means exactly. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Echer ve'Echer, each one of these rabbis, when they gave the shear for Kedei Bia, was Ba'atzma shear. How did they know? Because they were saying how long it takes them to do it. Fred the Gemara, how could that? Yeah.
This is the famous, yeah.
Fred the Gemara, ve'Ha'iko Benazai, Deloi Nosiv. What do you mean, all of them? Benazai was a bocher.
Yeah.
So he never got married. So what do you mean, how long it took him to do it? He never did it. So how does he know how long it took him to do it? So the Gemara answers, when you say he didn't get married, how do we know Benazai didn't get married? Because he said in Yevamos he wasn't married, and he said, why aren't I married? Because I'm too busy learning. I haven't got time. Yeah, nafshi choshka b'teira. I haven't got time to get married because I'm too busy learning. They didn't have koilel in those days. But that doesn't say he never got married. At the time that he said that, he wasn't married. Yeah, but so one shot is that he was previously married and then divorced in order he could spend time learning. So therefore, he remembered how long it took when he was married. The other possibility is he learned it from his teacher. You're right, he didn't know from personal experience, but it was secondhand experience. Ruach HaKodesh, God told him a secret. Yes, he didn't know. He wasn't like Rav Asi, he was hiding under Rav's bed. Well, maybe that's another Ibai Sam we could have mentioned. This famous story in I don't know, that's right. So why they hid under the bed to find out what was going on there, so he could have answered Benazir that too. Maybe that's the same thing as me, Rabbi Shmuel. He heard it from his teacher. Anyhow, Darash Rav Avira, Rav Avira taught Zimri Namola Mishmeder Ravami, Zimri Namola Mishmeder Ravasi. When he taught this, sometimes he said that Ravami said it, sometimes he said that Ravasi said it. That what? That Kala Oichal Lecha Bolet Atilas Yadayim, someone who eats bread without washing. Normal, what we call washing for bread, yeah? Natilas Yadayim is Ke'ilu Ba Al Isha Zoyna. It's as bad as if he had had an affair with a promiscuous woman. Shanemar, how do you get that comparison? That same pasuk we quoted before, where we said, why is a woman like a loaf of bread, is again, Kiba ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem. That for a woman, a zoyna is like goes up to a piece of bread. So that sounds like the woman is goes up to the bread. Is Omar Rava, it should be the other way around. Hai ba'ad isha zoyna ad kikar lechem, it should be fakert. Ba'ad kikar lechem ad isha zoyna miboylei. It should say that for the punishment for doing the bread without washing is like, goes up to the level of isha zoyna. So if that's what the pasuk wants to tell you, it should be the other way around. Yeah, the ad and the bi'ad should be the way. The bi'ad should be with the bread and the ad should be with the woman. That the bread is like the woman, not the woman's like the bread. Yeah? Ela, I'm a Rava, therefore Rava says, no, it's fakert. Kala ba'al isha zoyna, that the punishment for the woman, if a person is spends time with a promiscuous woman, is l'soif mevakesh kikar lechem. In the end, he will become poor. His punishment will be that he'll become poor and he will be looking for his next loaf of bread. Omar Avzreika, Omar Abelazar, Kala mezalzel benetilas yadayim, someone how do you translate mezalzel? He's cheapening, He's careless. Good word. He's careless with Natilas Yadayim. Nekam in Olam. Rashi says Mizalzel doesn't mean that he once in a while didn't wash. It means that he poo-poos it. He doesn't do it. He never does it. Then he is uprooted from the world.
Belittles.
Why is it so? Natilas Yadayim is, why would you say Natilas Yadayim is such an important thing, says Rashi? Because Natilas Yadayim is one of the Sheva Mitzvos de Rabbanon. And therefore, person who doesn't listen to the teachings of the Chachamim is, the pasuk he brings, Peiritz Geder Yishchenu Nachash, someone who doesn't listen to the Divrei Chachamim is Chayav Misa, because he bursts through the fence, and he doesn't listen, then he gets bitten by the snake, is the pasuk. So therefore, it's worse than even things that you would think are stricter things. Amar Abchir Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Mayim Rishonim, the water which you wash first, i.e. when you wash before eating, when you wash before bread, you have to hold your hands upright. Why? Because the water, when you wash the first spill, yeah, the water that's on your hands becomes tamei. It purifies your hand, becomes tamei. That's why you wash again, to wash off the tamei water. But how far, where do you have to wash your hands till? Up to the knuckles, officially. Yeah? So if you washed the first one only up to, if you wash the first one, let's say, and you went over where you needed to go, so the water that spilled over here is tamei. But the second time around, maybe you only washed where you needed to, and you didn't cover this. As if you hold your hand like that, some of the tamei water that's up here could drip down and make your hand tamei again. So therefore, you hold your hands like that. So even if your second spill doesn't cover wherever the first one went, and there's tamei water here, it's not going to come back onto your hand because you're holding your hand upright. Yeah, so that when you wash mayim achronim before bread, you have to hold your hands upright. But mayim achronim, when you wash mayim achronim afterwards, why do we wash mayim achronim? To get rid of any, and the melach stoimis, they have this salty stuff that might have been your food, sedoim salt, which could be, if you end up rubbing your eyes with it, it could have could blind your eyes. And that's why we wash at the end of eating, we wash off, so there it's poshet begashmis, you're trying to just wash off, it's not about tumor. It's just to wash your hands and get off anything that might be stuck on them. So then, then you want to hold your hands downwards so it washes off and goes down, because you don't want it flying upwards after you've washed it, and you have to get rid of it. In order to get the stuff off your hands, you hold your hands downwards. We also learn in a braisa, when you wash mayim rishonim, you hold your hands upwards. Shema yetzu mayim chustel peret, because it could be that when you wash the first washing, water went outside the area of your hand which you have to wash, and then if you hold your hand downward, yachseru, they might come back onto your hand. So don't make your hands tamei again. Okay, full stop. Amar Rabbi Abahu, If you eat without drying your hands, so after you wash, you have to dry your hands. If he eats the bread without drying his hands, it's as if he ate bread which was tomei. Shenemar, vayomer Hashem. Hashem said to Yecheskel, Hashem made Yecheskel do a whole lot of weird things as a symbol for the tumah of the people. Yeah, and one of the things was he told him to have bread with what hands? And he said, that's how they'll eat their bread. If they're going to be so misbehaving, such for sure, they're going to eat their bread tomei, even though it wasn't tomei, but it was wet, but it was like it's tomei. Okay, then we have my ve'eshes ish nefesh yikaratatsu. We have a pasuk in, I've forgotten where, pasuk in Mishlei. It's the end of the pasuk, ad isha zoyna kikalechem. The pasuk we started with, the pasuk then continues, that a eshes ish nefesh yikaratatsu. That literally means that a married woman chases or hunts down a dear soul. What does that mean? Amar abchir bar abba amar abechana. Kol adam sheyesh begasas ruach. He says it's talking about haughtiness. Any person who has haughtiness, then in the end, it's going to lead him to become, which word? Stumble. Yeah, then I was trying to think of a better word. He will become, whatever. He's going to end up committing adultery with a married woman. Shenemar ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara totsut. Yeah, so that's that. If you translate that pasuk literally, it sounds like the woman is chasing. That means the woman is chasing. That means the nefesh yikara is chasing the woman. Yeah, it sounds like it's the nefesh yikara. He's translating yikara as he's very dear in his own eyes.
Totsud yeah. Mean will be hunted.
Will hunt.
Who's doing the hunting?
Oh, that's what Rava says. I'm a Rava. If you're saying that the guy who's haughty is hunting the woman, is high nefesh yikara, nefesh gevura? First question. First of all, nefesh yikara means a dear soul. How did you get it to be somebody who's haughty? Nefesh gevura mi boile. The word for a haughty person is a nefesh gevura. He's high and mighty. Yeah, that's the expression. V'oid, he totsud mi boile. It should be that she chases him. Yeah. No, that he chases her. Now it's it should be that he chases her because he is haughty. He chases this woman. Yeah, but the way the pasuk is, it sounds like she's chasing him. Ella marava kala bal eshesish. On the contrary, it starts off with the eshesish. First, he's with the eshesish, and then afilu lamat Torah. Even if he's a big talmud chacham, and how do I know he learned Torah dichsiv by yikarehim ipninim? It says that Torah is more precious than pninim means. Inner things that people keep inner. What are those things? So the Gemara explains that Mipnini means Mikayin Godol. The guy who learned Torah is more precious than the Kohen Gadol, Shenichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim, that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what he calls Pnimnim. Pninim. Yeah, and the Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol, as it says, a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Kodem, the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. Yeah, so even though the guy learned all this Torah, but he was with an Eshesish, is he titudena ladina shogenim? She hunts him down into being judged in Gehenim. Amar Abeichin Mishum Mishum and Yechoy. Kol Adam sheyesh begasus haruach, a person who has pride and haughtiness, keilu eved avodah zarah, as if he worships avodah zarah. Ksiv hacha toyev as Hashem kol gevalev. It says that it's an abomination of Hashem, anybody who is haughty. Ksiv hasam, and it says about avodah zarah in Parshas Ekev, v'lo savi sayeva el beisecha, don't bring a tayeva into your house. So the word tayeva means avodah zarah, and it means pride. So a woman who is prideful is as if he did avodah zarah. That was Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Hashem ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar ki'ilu kafar be'ikar. Not only avodah zarah, but even worse, like he denies Hashem altogether. Shanem avaram levavecha, when your heart gets high, when you think yourself as so great, v'shachachta z'shamakecha, then you forget about Hashem altogether. V'goymer, as it says in Pashas, etc. Rav Chama bar Chanina amar ki'ilu bal kol arayis, that someone who is haughty is as if he was over with every single possible forbidden relationship. Again, the same word tayeva, which is used by haughtiness. It talks about all of these abominations, and it talks about all the avodah zarah. So all of them together is called tayeva, like being haughty. Ula amar ki'ilu bana bama. It's as if he built an altar for avodah zarah. Shenemar chidu lachem min ha'adam ha'sheneshama ba'apoy. Stay away from the guy whose neshama is in his nose. Ki b'men nechshavu, because b'men nechshavu means what's he worth? He's not worth anything. Al tikir b'men ela boma. So instead of saying b'men, say boma, like he built up a zora. Yeah, and like the Shirik Rebbe says, yeah, like the guy who didn't daven yet. So his neshama is still in his nose because we woke up and his neshama is in his nose until he davens. My okay, now the end of the pasuk is my yad liyad lo yinake. This is the end of the pasuk of Tevas Hashem Kol Gvalev. Yeah. So the rest of the pasuk is hand to hand. He will not forgive. He will not be made innocent. What on earth are you talking about? Is Omar Rav? Kol habol, no, skip the kol habol eshes ish, because before Shem say it's not talking about eshes ish, it's talking about gasus ruach. Kol sheyesh be gasus ruach, it should be, because the pasuk says gvalev, the guy who is haughty, afilu hi knohu lahakadosh baruch hu shamayim v'aretz, even if he announced that he is giving, that he is announcing that Hashem is the master of the world, kavram avinu. Like Avram Avinu said, "Dichsiv beharimaisi yod yel Hashem kel elyon kenesh shemayim v'aretz." In last week's parsha, after the war, when he said to Melchizedek, he says, "I lifted my hand to Hashem," and so Avram Avinu coined the phrase "kenesh shemayim v'aretz." So even a person who has that mila that he called Hashem kenesh shemayim v'aretz, but if he was baal eishes ish, lo yinokeh b'dinah shel gehenim, he will not be forgiven from the din of gehenim. Is kasha lehudavei Reb Shiloi. So the Neshiv Reb Shiloi had a question on this. Hi yad liyad lo yinake. It should say it should be yodi. If we're comparing it to Avram Avinu, it should say like harim meisi yodi mi boilei. Ella amadavei Reb Shiloi afilu kibal Torah k'meisher Rabbeinu. Even if he accepted the Torah like Meisher Rabbeinu, dechsiv beim mimino yesh das lamoi, that he got from mimino, from his right hand. That's where it means God's hand, not the hand of the person, but God's hand. He will also lo yinokim b'dinah shel gehenim. So that's what Ula, that's what Rav Shiloh's yeshiva said. It's kashla Rebbech. Rebbech said it still doesn't work. Ha yad li yad, yad mi yad mi boyle. If you're talking about getting something from God's hand, it should say mi yad mi yad. Even if you accepted something from God's hand, it's elam Rebbech on top of the page. Afilo oisit tzedaka b'seiser. Even if he does charity in private, which is the best kind, receive matan b'seiser yich ba'af. If someone gives a tzedaka privately, so the guy's not embarrassed, he doesn't know who gave it to him, etc., and that will appease anger. Even so, if he's baal eishes ish, lo yinakeh medinah shel gehenim, he will not. Sorry, not eishes ish. It's a person who has gasus ruach. Person who is haughty, even if he gives tzedaka in a nice way, he still will not be saved from the din of gehenim.
Most times, people who give.